Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Welcome back to Loud and Local. As promised, in studio tonight, Duke Evers, Josh and Kyle from Duke Evers. Congratulations on the release of Dreams and Desires That Are Common to Youth. And welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Hell yeah. So it's a pretty big moment for you guys as far as your careers. This album, highly anticipated. A lot of hype around it locally.
Yeah.
You guys feeling that stress? You feeling that pressure?
I think really excited.
Yeah, I think we're just more excited than anything.
Nice. Good, good. Well, I'm not trying to put any pressure on you. So you guys played, what was it, this past weekend? You guys played Belton Yacht Club? No,
we had a listening party on Thursday, so we just had people come in and... We just played the record on repeat, songs over and over.
That's awesome. So it was officially released, what, this past Friday?
May 3rd,
yeah. Friday.
That's awesome. So we're like the first show since the release. And yeah. have you gotten like friends and family that have been streaming it and stuff being like, yeah, I love
it,
guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome. Well, tell me a little bit about the moment leading up to this and like the years leading up to it. When did you guys meet and start playing together? When did that – what's the origin story for Duke Evers?
About 7 years ago, close to 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Six and a half.
Six or so.
Yeah. We met on Craigslist.
Really?
I put an ad out on Craigslist for a roommate.
Yeah.
And Josh was one of the guys that showed up. And
Became much more than a roommate.
Yeah. 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 He showed up and we cracked some beers and started listening to music and talking about music and he never left.
Yeah.
And so you actually did become roommates.
Yeah.
Well, we moved in, we were still in different bands and we didn't just become a band the second we moved in.
Mm-hmm.
It took some time and we both quit the other bands that we were in. And, I actually didn't even plan on being a singer. I was just going to play the guitar in the band.
Okay.
But, I became the guitar player and the singer and then Kyle's a drummer and we had various bass players, but that never really worked out. So we just kind of stuck it out as a two-piece,
and that always
seemed to work out. And yeah, I mean, you know, we've been on and off labels, and we've certainly been through it. But
trials and tribulations that led you up to this moment, huh?
Yeah, you could say that for sure.
And this album is self-released, so that congratulations for that. What made you guys want to just do it on your own?
Label woes, certainly, you know, things that aren't uncommon for bands, unfortunately, but, you know, our record, Velvet Hips was pulled from an indie label. So, you know, that happened when we had just signed to Sony and we were just spooked. You know, we did not want to be on a label anymore and mm-hmm. we did not want to record songs that we didn't own. I think that was just the most important thing, so...
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
You own your masters. You own the artwork. We own it all.
We own it all.
Yeah. And we can decide. You know, you really start to you know, put things in perspective and see what is the most important thing to you.
Sure.
And for us, it was just owning our own music and being able to put up an Instagram post when we wanted to do that and
not have everyone like micromanaging you, telling you who you are.
You think at first it's going to be awesome because people are going to be like, oh, you know, like you're going to have someone to help you with the social media and all this stuff. But yeah, it's really just like, you know, yeah, it's not that cool.
And you realize that advance check is actually just,
you don't really ever see money. Yeah,
yeah.
It's money you got to pay them back.
It's funny money.
It's a loan.
It's like Monopoly money. You just, like I said, it's funny money. It doesn't exist. Not for, you know, maybe for some people, but not for us.
Hey, and you know what? In this record, it's badass, and it's Dreams and Desires That Are Common to Youth. If you're just tuning in now, we're talking to Duke Evers, an awesome Seattle two-piece band, and break it down. So as far as being a two-piece, is it mm-hmm. – you guys have a very, very – I don't know, how would I say, like a very full sound for being a two piece. You guys, how do you manage that? Do you ever think about adding another third person? You're just like, screw it, we can do it ourselves.
It's just the two of us now. We've kind of gone through the third person thing a couple times, and it doesn't really work as well. So
fair enough.
We found what works for us. The last bass player we had after that, we knew we wanted to stay a two piece, and so we found, you know, some alternatives that worked for us. So we've just been kind of doing it that way, and it seems to be working out. So
I'd say. Definitely. And so the album is out now, and they're going to be playing their record release show, June 8th at the Crocodile. It's an all-ages show at the Crocodile, which is rad. So grab a slice of pizza. If you're of age, you can grab a beer or grab a soda if you're underage. Monster Watch, Fuzz Mutt, and you guys. Are you guys stoked to get out there and, like, once the album's actually been out now so people can sing along to these songs and really enjoy it?
Yeah, we're stoked. Yeah, we're glad that the album will have been out for a month, so they can absorb a bit of it, and then we can all have some good times on June 8th.
Yeah,
hell yeah! So that's pretty awesome. That you guys have that month, so we can all kind of study up, do our studying of Duke Evers.
Yeah,
and I gotta say, when I first heard Duke Evers, I was a bit of an ignorant person. I thought that one of you was Duke Evers, much like our friends Aaron Jones in the way. I thought there was a Duke Evers in the band. You guys schooled me. And so being that, you know, I may not be as culturally, you know, I might not have as much culture as some. I did watch Rocky, but I did not understand the reference. So why don't you go into a little bit of the reference to what is Duke Evers?
Yeah, we kind of got on a Rocky kick a while back, and just kind of started watching them all in order. And cool. Yeah, Duke Evers is Apollo Creed's coach for the first few movies, and then when Rocky's coach dies, he becomes Rocky's coach. So
cool.
Yeah, he's just a really cool dude, and it kind of just stuck with us.
Nice.
Yeah, he is a cool dude.
Yeah.
Right on.
So and that's kind of where that comes from.
And the album Dreams and Desires That Are Common to Youth, is there any significance to the name of the album?
I found like the beginning of that, and I can't remember where I found like the beginning of that phrase, but it just seemed very fitting for what we had gone through. Like we had, like I said, we had been on and off so many labels, and when I was younger, it seemed like that was like the desire, and that was what I wanted, you know?
So I
think it's just that this whole record is just a combination of those feelings and, you know, and then rejecting those feelings and then getting down there and realizing that it's not anything that we thought it was going to be. And it actually sucked. And so,
and now it's out on your terms.
Yeah. So I think it's just, I think it has to do with that. And yeah.
Well, it's a huge moment for you guys, and like I said, it's on your terms, so I would like to congratulate you guys for that. And
thank you very much.
Thanks for the support. We love that.
Yeah.
You're very welcome, and we're going to go into some music, so let's let some of the songs speak for themselves. We've been playing this one, Slow Dive.
Yeah.
I'd say this is kind of like the heaviest jam on the song.
It's a jammer.
It's got a heavy jammer on it.
Yeah, shout out to Casey Bates. We were recording this song, and he was like, so you guys never want to get any songs on the radio, huh? And we're like, I don't know, man. Like, this might work. And this is one of the first ones to be played.
Hey, and it's on the radio.
Yeah.
And then after that, we got Dream House. What do you want to say about that one?
That one is just a song about our fear about spiders, really.
Nice. Yeah, hey, I'm scared of them too.
Yeah.
It's Duke Evers, brand new music by them. We'll be back with more from this band, and give us a call, 206-421-ROCK. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Try to resist. just when you thought you had escaped, just when you thought you got away, she really found you in the dark. I thought I heard her say, wait.
Evers in studio. Those are the songs you are hearing off their new and highly anticipated self-released DIY as hell album, Dreams and Desires That Are Common to Youth. Josh and Kyle.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. You guys are killing it, and those songs are awesome.
Thanks, man.
It's perfect summer music. It's been a great weekend. Beautiful weather here in the Northwest. Are you guys originally from Seattle or the Northwest, or where did you guys come from?
I'm from the Northwest. Kyle's not.
I'm from Oklahoma originally.
I moved
up here in like 2008.
Okay, what brought you here?
I just wanted to play music.
Cool.
And I was actually listening to some Northwest music growing up is kind of what got me into playing the drums. So I just came out here.
Right on.
Yeah.
So I guess that leads us, segues right into this question of like, what bands were you into? What are some of your favorite Northwest bands? Both of you guys. What are some of your favorite Northwest bands of all time?
So Nirvana got me. Dave Grohl.
Like, never heard of him. I don't know.
Yeah. In eighth grade, a good friend of mine brought me over to his house after school one day, and we were talking about like playing music and stuff. I hadn't really played any instrument, but I just kind of said I played the drums because I wanted to play the drums. And he showed me his brother's VHS of some live Nirvana shows.
That's
and
awesome.
I was like, what the hell is this? This is awesome. And
I want to be that guy.
Yeah, yeah. So that really got me into it. And I started listening to Screaming Trees too.
Cool.
Around that time.
Hell yeah.
Those were pretty big influences to me playing the drums.
How about you, man?
Modest Mouse, for sure.
Yes.
I was like, man, if that guy can write a song, then I might be able to write a song.
Yeah.
No, I love Modest Mouse. They've always, I always love that songwriting. Who else? Unknown Mortal Orchestra. They're not, like, the dude's originally from New Zealand, but they're based out of Portland.
Cool. Technically the Northwest, I'd say.
The Northwest. Yeah. Those guys are ripper. Definitely Screaming Trees. I think isn't Candlebox from the Northwest?
Yes.
Yeah, I was a big Candlebox.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I went through that phase. We listened to a lot of Queens of the Stone Age. Now I know they're not local, but that's
I can hear a bit of that groove, a bit of that desert.
Yeah,
kinda.
Yeah.
We've been on that kick for a while now.
Yeah,
so.
That's awesome, man. And you guys would make good music for like when you're actually cruising through the desert.
Yeah,
top down in the car. That's you what, know, yeah.
We like to music. Well, we like to music. We like the music when we drive. So
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Just a portable boombox is what your car is. It doesn't matter.
So, yeah.
The album, in case you're just tuning in, is called Dreams and Desires That Are Common to Youth. Duke Evers is the band, and they're releasing it the release show, damn it. The album is released.
It's all coming out.
I'm tripping out over this album, so just I'm geeking out. I'm fanboying over here. June 8th, you can pick up a physical copy of the album, whether it be vinyl or CD. You could buy a T-shirt. Support local music. Support Duke Evers because they're doing it themselves.
Yes.
After, you know, all this label stuff, they're just throwing all that out the window and doing it themselves, which is very, very cool. I say keep doing what you're doing because this music is badass and the artwork on it is fantastic.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
wearing one of your T-shirts and my girlfriend was super stoked on it. Who designed this album?
His name's Alex Haywood.
Yeah.
And he's from Scotland.
We found him on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah. We just found him on Instagram and we just started scrolling through his art and we're like, man, this is really good stuff.
Yeah,
and so we just hit him up on Instagram and he hit us back and we gave him our very horrible artistic direction because we're not very good at that.
Sure.
And
a rough outline.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We always think that we're like doing them a favor by not really telling them what we like very much. We're like, oh, we'll just let
go
them
for
be
it, man.
Free.
Just go
and they're like,
it.
Oh, well, we're going to need a little more than that. And so, no, but he did a really good job.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he did a really good
and,
job.
Yeah. We asked him to do like four different scenes and he did a really good job with that. And, you know, we sent him all the music and the lyrics and he really captured everything that we could have hoped for. So.
Yeah, he did a good job incorporating the vibe of the whole thing.
Yeah,
visually,
absolutely. So you guys have the option now that you're doing it yourselves. You could put it out. You know, whether you just do digitally, just do CDs, vinyl, tapes, whatever you want to do. It's all up to you. What made you guys want to go the extra step and get it pressed on vinyl and actually have that physical LP out there for nerds like me to buy?
Oh man, we've wanted vinyl for so long.
So yeah.
And that this is the first opportunity we've really had just to do it ourselves without having to wait for somebody to approve it and all this crap.
Yeah.
So we were really stoked to just get it done and get it pressed.
I bet it feels nice to put the needle on for the first time.
Oh,
just
man.
Sit back, drink a beer, and just listen to your own record on a nice turntable.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, when we got the
20 times
the test pressings,
awesome.
It was very cool.
Yeah,
it was a very cool moment for us. Yeah, because wax, it just there's nothing
like it,
especially for you guys.
It sounds
sound.
So good.
Yeah, especially, it sounds awesome.
And speaking of the sound, you guys recorded it with Casey Bates. Tell
Casey
me a little
Bates.
Bit about
yeah.
the Casey's process great. Of that. Yeah.
Oh man, it was awesome.
Yeah, Casey's a
well. Sony actually set us up with Casey Bates, and so you know after we got off Sony, he still was willing to work with us and record a record with us, which we thought was cool. And so, yeah, it was awesome. It was, you know, it was really fast. We did in like 4.5 days or something like
that. Wow.
Yeah, we just got in there. And
is that in L.A. or?
No, that was in Bellevue.
Yeah, Bellevue. That's here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. In this little studio.
God, what was the name?
Fastback Studios?
Fastback? Was it Fastback Studios?
No. I can't remember. It was connected to this like part store. Like this like.
Yeah, like a home appliance parts
store.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And it was in the back of it.
Yeah.
And this really cool dude, Kim, owned it.
Yeah. Shout out Kim.
Yeah.
Shout out Kim.
Kim's the man.
Yeah, he's the dude.
And it was a cool little studio. And Casey Bates is just a wizard.
Yeah.
I mean, wizard.
He is a wizard, though. We had a good time, man.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, it was, like I said,
it was a lot of fun.
It was just fast. And we just had a good time.
Well, the energy really kind of emanates from the album, and I got to ask you guys, let's do lightning round here before we get into the songs. First CD, tape, record, whatever, first piece of music that you actually purchased on your own, thinking back to your childhood, even if it's embarrassing, I want to hear the truth. What was the first one you actually purchased on your own, guys?
Green Day Dookie
and
Offspring Smash.
All right.
I got those at the same time.
From the
clearinghouse thing you get in the mail.
BMG,
yeah.
10 CDs for 10
exactly,
cents.
Exactly. I went to my aunt and I was like, can I pick out a couple of CDs? Because she was going to do the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I got that. I think I got some other one.
It was like, Ace of Base, wasn't it?
Oh, you know, I don't think it was. I think it was like something like, I can't even remember. It was not any of that.
Sure. In Vogue.
Yeah, exactly.
I was super into, like, I still am, 90s R&B.
Yeah. And speaking of In Vogue.
Yeah. So my aunt took me to Hastings, and it was my birthday, and I ended up picking up Next.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I was super into that.
They have that Too Close song, which
too
is about
close.
Erections.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And little did I know. And they had a song there called Phone Sex. And when I got to that one, I was like, what? What could be happening? But yeah, no.
You just Google it. You're like, what's
that
phone
was
sex?
The first record that I ever got. And then I think it was an Offspring record not long after that. And,
all right.
You know, but it all started there.
Look forward to the B-side of Duke Evers doing some Next covers.
Yeah.
Too Close. All right, well, we're going to get back into the music. In case you're wondering, this is Dreams and Desires That Are Common to Youth is the album. You can pick it up now. You can stream it anywhere that you can listen to music, or you can go pick it up and see them live June 8th at the Crocodile with Monster Watch, Fuzz Mutt. It is an all-ages show. Guys, Old Hollywood, what's this about?
It is about doing copious amounts of drugs, to be honest.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a drug odyssey.
It's just the drug odyssey.
It's the drug jam.
Yeah.
It's Duke Evers here on Loud and Local.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cool. We'll be right back.
the Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
As we go into the second hour of the show, I'd like to first off just thank Duke Everts. You guys are rad, Josh and Kyle.
Thanks for having us.
Two-piece. They're going to be playing a show June 8th at the Crocodile. It all comes down to this, the record release show for dreams and desires that are common to youth.
Yeah.
Seriously, congratulations, you guys.
Thanks,
we appreciate that, man. We appreciate all you guys' support.
So, I mean, where are you guys going from here? I'm sure 2019 is going to be huge for you guys. What are your goals for the rest of the year and whatnot?
Just tour.
Yeah,
tour, and
write some more songs.
Yeah, just keep putting out songs.
Yeah.
Now that you're on your own terms.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that we can do that. So that's just really the plan.
That's cool. Any idea of places you guys want to go as far as touring and stuff? I know we can't probably, you know, leak any info on here, but, you know, some ideas of where you would love to play.
No, we are planning a West Coast tour, a little roundabout in July and August. So, and then hopefully doing another one in the wintertime and then again in spring. And
yeah,
like I said, yeah, just a lot of touring and a lot of just writing and putting out songs and. Hopefully, they just get better and better, and the tours just get bigger and bigger.
Well, don't forget about us here in Seattle. Make sure you play plenty of local shows.
No, we certainly shall, yeah.
Well, right on, man. So I guess I got to ask you guys, like, you must have a bunch of people to thank. And
yeah.
I was looking at the album, actually, earlier today when I was listening to it. It's actually dedicated to a couple people.
It is.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. Lloyd was my dad. He passed away almost 2 years ago now.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. But, so he was just always a very, very big fan of our band.
Yeah, huge fan.
You know, he came to a lot of shows.
Yeah. That's awesome. He was always there dancing in front.
Rock dad!
Yeah, he was definitely a rock dad. He was the coolest. So, the least I could do was... was, you know, dedicate a record to him, so.
Yeah, and then my grandmother, Jay Castle, also, she's actually, like, pretty much responsible for getting me into music, and
oh, that's awesome.
She always, like, I was, like, 4 years old or something, mm-hmm. She would fly me to California and just make me listen to Guns N' Roses and Megadeth. And
wow, cool grandma.
Bon Jovi and all these bands.
Holy
and stuff.
Crap.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah,
so I had to dedicate it to her.
Oh, man, she sent you down this crazy ride.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks, Grandma. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
And we also want to thank all the people that donated to the GoFundMe and Joel and Andy from My Goodness. Yeah, they helped us.
They came in and played some tracks.
Played some tracks on the record.
So. And, love those guys.
So, yeah. And like I said, Casey Bates.
Yeah.
Jess McMahon.
Yeah, our manager, Jess.
Friends.
Fans and friends and family.
You guys for playing our songs.
Yeah.
Especially Slow Dive.
Yeah. Yes.
we're super grateful and we're happy to be here.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. And if anyone wants to follow you guys, where can we find you online and whatnot?
Man, anything, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Apple Music, Spotify,
Tinder, Grindr,
all
you know,
of them.
All those, yeah. Definitely. Wherever's clever. So yeah.
Nice.
YouTube. We got a whole bunch of fresh videos up that won't get pulled down. So yeah, go check us out. Give us a like, subscribe,
hopefully
follow.
See everybody June 8th.
Yeah. June 8th.
Crocodile,
Monster Watch, Fuzzmutt.
Yeah.
Those guys are awesome.
It's going to be a fun night.
Yeah. Josh and Kyle from Duke Everts in studio now, in case you're just tuning in, and we're talking all about the album.
Yeah.
So pick the album up, support local music. They're going to have trucker hats. They're going to have they're going to have signed baseballs. They're going to have baseball cards. They're going to have, all kinds of weird. No, I'm just kidding. T-shirts, hats, records, CDs, the basics.
Yeah. Download cards, all that good stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
All the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Come get koozies.
Yeah, hopefully some koozies.
Yeah, koozies, lighters.
People love koozies.
Now I'm throwing out promises we can't. Really. Jess is like, what are you doing? All right, we got Duke Everts in studio. We're going to do Going Insane. What do you guys want to say? You know what? This is your turn. I'm going to turn my mic off. You're playing the FM DJ. Be as ridiculous as possible and intro the song.
All right, this is Duke Everts with, what song is it again?
Going Insane.
Oh, Going Insane. We're going insane. It's so
we're already there.
Yeah. we're not very good at this, are we? All right, Seattle, we love you. I feel like the Frasier theme song should be playing right now.
Yeah.
Go for it.
If I could only see you now, there's things that I would change around. If I could.
lying in fashion
now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.